Over the years, swimwear, particularly for women, has changed dramatically. From turn-of-the-century neck-to-knee suits to the duct-tape bikinis of today, the one enduring constant seems to be the desire to make cozies as impractical as possible.
So there really wasn't anything more flattering than women's swimwear in the 1900s.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
You had like a full woolen bodysuit.
Woolen stockings, sometimes shoes, a little hat. The non-female members of the swimming community would say things like, women can't swim, they always sink to the bottom, or women are so slow when they swim. It's like, look at what they were wearing.
Enter the bikini, which gained popularity in Australia in the 1950s, and designs became increasingly revealing over the following decades.
So women start to remove these layers. And it was quite controversial, I mean, really scandalous, to start showing some flesh in public.
In the early 2000s, a new take on the bikini changed everything for thousands of women.
A bikini is a swimsuit, but it's a little bit longer than your ordinary swimsuit. It's just a little bit extra material than what a one-piece swimsuit will be that allows some people to get in the water and go for a swim.
The inventor of the burkini, Australian Ahida Zanetti, wanted to provide a fashionable alternative to the bikini for Muslim women.
I designed the first burkini based around the Australian lifestyle. Oh my God, it went crazy. It went viral. Every single Muslim woman in the world, I think, wanted one. I was hoping to encourage Muslim women to participate in sports and swimming. So I feel so proud that I was part of that.
Whether you're in a bikini, a burkini, or something in between, it's the blue stuff that really counts.
We're all Australians, we're all here to enjoy the water. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. Once you're actually in the water, the differences dissipate.
The Pool on ABC Radio, TV and iView.